Hello, friends. This is the Wayfinders podcast, and this is Pastor Michael Pigg talking. Today, I just wanted to kind of go over some things that are kind of core for us, and we've been talking about our core values and our core beliefs and what drives us and what makes us who we are and what makes us distinct and unique. And here we are. We've talked about three things that we want to do, and the three things that we want to do are serve or love, love on our community. And so we do that through city events. And then we want to do life in an intimate way. We want to do life together with people, because we think that that is where true discipleship happens, and that's where we learn to understand who we are in Christ and learn to embrace others and who they are in Christ. And so we do that in city groups, small groups, and then we have this this third idea of what it is that we want to do, and that is weekend worship experience. And we had our first weekend worship experience this week, and so I kind of want to reflect on that and talk about some of the things that happened there and why we found it necessary to come together in such a way, because there's a lot of times where I feel like maybe people do these things and they come to church and they have weekend worship gatherings because this is what we've always done. And so we kind of wanted to be very intentional. We didn't kind of want to be very intentional. We wanted to be very intentional about coming together and singing praise and telling the story. And so that's kind of what we call it, is telling the story. We believe that our weekend worship experience is a gathering of gatherings. So we feel like there's something very real and raw and necessary about doing life together in small groups where there's accountability, but where there's more than that, because accountability can't really happen unless there's trust, unless there is you have a safe place where you know I can say whatever is on my heart and I will be accepted and I will be loved and I won't be judged and people won't try to fix me, but we'll love on one another, we'll hear each other out, and in the hearing out of one another's burdens and one another's passions and one another's concerns and beliefs, that in doing so that we will draw closer to our Creator. And as we draw closer to our Creator, we'll understand better who we are in Him. And so believing that means that at some point, those gatherings, those city groups, that we want to give them the opportunity, because week after week after week, they're going to be sharing with one another what God is up to in their life and what God is teaching them. And those are going to be intimate moments where, you know, some things we're not going to want to share in front of 100 people or more. And so we want to share it in a small group of 12 to 15 people that we're doing life together with. But then at some point, we feel like we want to celebrate what God is up to. And not just celebrate, but sometimes when something bad happened, when somebody died, when somebody, something happened that was, you know, a real struggle for all of us, and it hurts our hearts, that we want to come together in lamentation, because we don't think that true praise will ever come without lamentation and being honest about where we are. And even, you know, Walter Brueggemann says that we're allowed to make our case for our right to be there in this world as a created being. We get to stand boldly before the throne and say, "Hey God, here I am, hear me." And we read that in the scripture time and time again, especially in the Psalms and the lament Psalms. And so so our lamentation is as important as our praise, and we need to do that corporately. We need to come together and be honest and tell the stories about what God is up to and what we need God to do and where we need God to meet us. And so this is part of the story of Israel. It's part of the story of Scripture, and we read it over and over again. And so we want to live that out, believing that it's a essential part of who we are, that we would come together and we would co-create a place and a space that would be filled with the work of the people. That's liturgy is the word that gets used there, but it means the work of the people. It means if there's artwork that can express my joy and my pain and my need and my suffering and my angst and my celebration, then we need to come together and experience that art. If that comes through music, or if that comes through visual arts, through painting and sculpting and drawing, and you know, or if that's something that can be digitally created and put on a screen or pumped through a sound system or whatever, there's lots of ways that we choose as human beings to make these expressions manifest among us. And as we do that in corporate worship moments, that's what our weekend worship experiences are supposed to be, as a gathering, so we can share in that corporate expression, that whole body expression of what God is up to and how we feel about that. So we did that this weekend, and we had a great time. There were 112 people there. About 40 of them were people from nearby churches who wanted to come and help us, because inevitably there are jobs and responsibilities that need to be taken care of. If we're going to provide a nursery, which we do, then somebody's got to be in there with the babies, taking care of them and helping the toddlers, and then hope, you know, and ultimately teaching them about you know, the Word of God. And so we had that going on. The kids had a great praise and worship time of their own, and were able to hear the scriptures read and share about themselves and how they felt, and share in the excitement and the enthusiasm and the celebration of the day. And so we had about 24 kids back there, and those were all Wayfinders kids. I think there was one child who came from a family that went to another church and was just there to help us that day. But the rest were Wayfinders kids, and so that was exciting for us because we had a bunch of kids, which means we had a bunch of life and we had a bunch of energy. And so there was a lot of that, a lot going on in the children's department. We had, like I said, 112 there, so we had 40 people who were kind of visitors, and then the other 70 were those folks who showed up to worship with us, and just see if maybe there was a place for them at Wayfinders. And we hope that that every one of them found a place and will find a place at Wayfinders. We hope that you listeners, given the opportunity, will find a place at Wayfinders. And maybe that'll be through city events and service, and maybe that'll be through city groups and doing life together, and maybe it'll be through telling the story on a weekend worship experience. And whatever gateway you enter in, that's something that we hold dear, is that to be a wayfinder is to be someone who makes paths that lead people to life, that lead people to Jesus, that lead people to their Creator. We're in trying to do that. We found it important for a lot of, you know, some people just call a weekend worship experience pomp and circumstance, but sometimes we need pomp and circumstance, and we need to just say, hey, listen, we're just going to have a big celebration and a party, and we're going to praise God because He has been up to so much, and we're going to tell those stories. And that's what we're trying to do. Obviously, you know, I was backstage, as it were, with the soundboard, and there were some frustrations. There were things that didn't work, but you know what? There were people in our case who came from a long way, who knew more technically what to do with those high-tech pieces of equipment than I did, and man, they helped. And I think God put them there on that day for that reason, and I'll give Him glory for that. We had a great time. We had a worship band that came in, and there are several college students from a college in Oklahoma City, and we just had a connection to some of them, and they came down and led us in worship. And on December 4th, when we have our next weekend of worship experience, we have a young man named Stephen Crone and his band are going to come and lead us in worship on that day. And you know, that opportunity to be part of the liturgy, to be part of the work of the people, where we express the story of what God is up to, is so very important. And we're looking forward to doing that a few more times before our actual launch date. And then we're going to do it every Sunday, except on fifth Sundays, where we're going to have the opportunity to be out in the community doing service to the community through city events. And we've just kind of made that a staple for us, is that when there's a fifth Sunday, we're gonna do that. But in the meantime, we've got a couple more weekend worship experience previews. And so we hope that if you've been kind of wanting to know more about Wayfinders, that and you've been waiting for an opportunity to kind of slide in, and maybe you're someone who understands what it means to come into a corporate worship service, and that's the avenue that you want to join us in, we welcome you. We will be doing some service, and we will have some small group meetings, and you're obviously more than welcome to attend those. But our next weekend worship experience will be on December the 4th at the Kimbrough Center, our Kimbrough building behind Kyle Elementary. And we're going to be kicking that off at 10 a.m. And there'll be plenty of posts on Facebook and on Instagram, Twitter, and on our website, of course, at wayfinders.church. That's where you can find all of the other podcasts, and you can find all kinds of information that you might be looking for. Maybe you want to attend a sneak peek on the Wednesdays following our weekend worship experience previews. We're going to have a sneak peek, and we'll announce where those will be again on social media and at the weekend worship experience, so that if you ever want to know more and you want to have a conversation with Pastor Todd or Pastor Michael or Lisa McClanahan, our small groups lady, or Pastor Chris, if you want to visit with us or any of the children's department or our hospitality crew, or maybe you want to find a place to plug in, then we're going to be gathering for that. So that you can have that opportunity to have those kind of conversations about how can I get connected and how can I know more. But ultimately, we really did enter into the presence of God this weekend. We know we are always in His presence, and there's nowhere we can go where He doesn't know where we are and that we're not in His presence. But when you decide to come together and experience His presence together, there's something powerful that happens. And as we sang songs, as we prayed together, as Pastor Todd brought a message about take what you need and how God doesn't force us or coerce us into anything. He's given us the choice to come to Him, and He's opened His arms wide for that. And at one point in the service, we had, those signs where you go to a bulletin board and it says, hey, do you need a babysitter? And then there's a bunch of phone numbers on little slits on the bottom of the paper, and you can tear one off so you have the phone number, but you can leave the sign. Well, we had those signs up all over the worship space, and they had 40 different things, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, perseverance, persistence. I can't even remember all 40 of them, but basically the message of the morning was take what you need. You can come to the Lord and He will offer you what it is that you need in order to persevere, in order to have patience, in order to love your neighbor as yourself, in order to love yourself, in order to see yourself as His children. Whatever it is that you are in need of, that you could come to the Lord and you can take what you need, because that's what He offers, is what we need. One commentator said that it's kind of like Thomas, and we call him Doubting Thomas because he doubted, but the truth of the matter is that we all have doubts, and Jesus didn't treat him like a second-rate citizen. He didn't neglect him. When Thomas said, I won't believe until I can put my hands in His wounds, Jesus showed up and said, okay, Thomas, what is it that you said you needed? Here you go, and offered him His hand and offered him His side and said, I'm here. Take what you need. And we really enjoyed the day experiencing that. After it was over, there was people didn't leave. Nobody made a beeline for the parking lot. We all hung out and we talked amongst the chairs that we had set out. We're going to need more chairs, by the way, because if we continue at the pace that we were at, then we're going to need to get some more chairs in there. And we're praising God for that, because that's always a good problem to have, needing more chairs. And we're actually going to buy chairs and then just give them to Kyle Elementary so that they'll have the chairs and they can use them as well. But it's just a wonderful time in the life of Wayfinders. We've been doing service, we've been doing life together, and now we're telling the story in weekend worship experiences. It's like the third piece of the puzzle, and here it is. It came to fruition, and it's going to continue to come to fruition, and our small groups are building momentum as Lisa McClanahan trains some small group facilitators and teaches them how to help people enter into the presence of God in small group situations and share in an intimacy and do life together. She's really great at it, and we praise God for sending her our way. And we know that the service opportunities are going to arise as we become a community of faith, as we really begin to share who we are and what our passions are, that God's going to call each one of us out into these opportunities of service. And sometimes that's going to be as simple as inviting your neighbor to a cup of coffee, or inviting their whole family over for a meal. Sometimes it's going to be, you know, buying turkeys so that we can make sure that people have holiday dinner so they can celebrate too, because that's important, you know. There's all kinds of ways that we're going to serve. Sometimes it's going to be mass group, where we're doing some kind of construction, or we're doing some kind of cleanup, or we're doing some kind of service to the community. Sometimes it's just going to be our willingness when somebody is in need and they are hurting and they are at that desperate moment, that we in faith and in courage, put our arm around them or offer them our hand and say, "Can I pray for you?" Not like in some offering that I'm going to do that in private, but those moments where I can pray for them right there and right then. And of course, we're going to serve our community by praying for it. We cry out to God on behalf of this of those who do not yet know him, on behalf of those who know him well, on behalf of ourselves. We can cry out to God and be heard, and we can do that in private, obviously, but again, because we just came off of this wonderful opportunity to do it as a corporate, in a corporate situation, we really realized the power and the potency of praying together, of singing praise together, of telling stories and sharing in fellowship together as a community of faith, as a gathering of gatherings. And so we look forward to the next time that we get to do this together. We learned a few things about, the logistics of taking a gym and turning it into a worship space, taking a gym and turning it into a place where we can minister to children and to families, and to be together and tell the story and do it well, so that it is a celebration and it's not just an obligation, because we don't ever want it to be an obligation. We don't want it to be boring. We don't want it to be a drudgery. We want it to be one of those things where we say, you know, we are becoming the liturgy. We are becoming the things that we practice in worship. If we sing songs of praise, then our lives are becoming praise songs. If we interact with one another in fellowship, that our lives are becoming sanctuaries fit for the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, and a place where God, where people can encounter God. We become a place where people can encounter God, because we're living into who He says we are. And so we believe that there's some power in the way that corporate worship turns us and moves us towards becoming the actual liturgy that we practice within the context of that worship service. And so we're excited that that you're listening, and we hope that we'll see you soon, whether it be in city events, city groups, or in weekend worship experiences, or maybe just in a coffee shop or in Walmart. We're looking forward to meeting you and falling in love with you and falling in love with each other as a community of faith that loves on its city in ways that that cause people to find life, and in the process, we believe that not only will lives be transformed, ours, yours, but that the city will be transformed, and as cities are transformed, then our world will be transformed into the place that God dreams for it to be. And so that's our hope, and that's our prayer. Don't know where you are today, but if you're in need of community, and you're in need of a place where you can share, we hope that Wayfinders can provide that opportunity, and we want to make it as easy as possible. So check us out on Facebook, check us out on social media, our website, again, wayfinders.church, and we hope that we can create a path for you to find life, and we hope to earn your trust in that. And as always, much love, my friends.